Bless America! And welcome back, buddy. It's the Jazz McKay Radio Extravaganza at 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR. And it's a free-for-all Friday. Let's go right back to the phones. And Robert is first up this hour. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Okay, how you doing, Jazz?
Good. What you got for me, buddy?
Well, you know this ridiculous thing about the Robert E. Lee statue, that whole fiasco trying to erase our history.
Right.
Well, I happened to see him. You know, Robert E. Lee is his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I happened to see this movie last night, and I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's a movie called Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd, right, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Well, at the end of the movie, they show the captions of all the people who played in the movie, you know, your character and whatnot. And there's Cop 1 and Cop 2. Well, guess what the name of the Cop 1 was? Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
Yeah. Said, oh, my gosh, they should ban that
they
movie.
They got to ban that movie.
An actual human being that played in that movie, and his real name was Robert E. Lee.
Oh,
my
man.
God.
Was
can't allow
now,
that.
Was the cop, was Robert E. Lee black?
I don't remember if he was black
that
or not.
Would be really cool.
That'd be funny.
But there it is in black and white, the caption. I'm one of those people that wants to read all the captions everybody played in the movie, you know, and catch the names that are familiar.
I find myself doing that all the time.
Yeah, so my God, a movie with Robert E. Lee,
Lee starring it. Hey, Robert, take care, buddy. Good talking to you. Dr. Mensink in the studio with us. Doc, do you read the credits at the end of the movies?
I don't watch very many movies. But yes, once in a while.
How about you, Howard?
I do. You know why? They started putting little teasers at the very end. So, they keep the audience in the theater where
sometimes they show bloopers.
They'll show a blooper or they'll have a. Well, the most classic one for me was always Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They're in the credits. Ferris Bueller comes back in the room and goes, "You're still here. Go home."
I love that part of the movie.
That was great.
And he shushes you away. Go.
It's over. Go home.
It's over. Go home. You know, that kind of, so I watch them for that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not much of going to the movies, but, the way they do it now on TV, they condense it to where it's about half an inch at the bottom of the screen.
And 10 times the speed.
And exactly, 10 times the speed. And then they start the next one, the lion roars.
Right.
Or the lady with the torch, standing there Columbia. Dr. Mensink in studio with us today, and yesterday we had some rain.
It was good for the fair, for all the dust.
There you go. It was refreshing. I didn't know it was raining until I opened up the front door to put Sophie out in the morning. it was really more of just a drizzly thing.
Well, yeah, it's funny, but my wife and I have, we sleep outside in the back in a gazebo, with all summer and all spring and winter and the fall. But
nice.
I'm sleeping, and it's about 5 in the morning. All of a sudden, I wake up and there's water dripping on me. So, oh my gosh!
Wait a minute, am I incontinent in reverse?
But we need the rain, I suppose. But it rained quite a bit.
Yeah.
But that helps. We have a booth at the fair now, and it just every year it's usually hot. This is phenomenal weather for the fair.
I forgot you got a booth at the fair. Tell her what building
are
you in?
I don't know the name of the building.
Is it the first one or the second one?
When you go through the main gate, is it north or south?
To the left.
So it's northern building. It's the big north building. Yeah. The big one?
Yeah. We have a booth there. We've had it for years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's very, it's a, by the way, just a plug for KNZR. So many people, Jazz, come up and I see. I hear you on
the Jazz McKay Show.
It's funny. You all start to realize what impact this radio program has on the community. I mean, it is one. I think the largest talk radio in the county.
We're one of the largest stations in the county.
Right.
I mean, but you basically got KUZZ, some Mexican station, I think, and then us, and we jockey for first, second, and third.
But literally, when you're at the fair, you start to realize the impact for good that this station has. I mean, seriously, it's from my point of view, I look at my gosh. There is so much impact. And I know when we're here in the studio, I don't know if we realize that as much.
No, because you're in a vacuum. You're sitting, right. I've been doing this for over 40 years. And when you're sitting in this, is a, yes, I know, I'm old. Stop it. You're the same age I am.
You're way older than me. You're 30 days older.
but it's true. Now, the fair, Laura's there today. Laura's there today with some folks from Parkview Julian. Yep. They took a whole busload of folks over there. And so, this is like you said, perfect weather.
The beautiful weather, seriously.
You know, because
it's never like this at the fair. This is
no,
so
it's never. It's bizarre. It's really bizarre.
Well, yeah, this is, you know, we've been doing this for 5-6 years, and I think this is the first time it's been comfortable at the fair this time of year.
I've been here for what, almost 11 years, and I can't remember ever being this nice.
I say to people, if you want to go to the fair, go this weekend.
Go now.
No, seriously, because
it's in the '80s, right?
It's beautiful out there, literally.
Low '80s, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
79 today.
Mid to low 80s, something like that. Yeah,
and the other thing that's different now, the fair has been, there's a lot of dust there usually, and it's hot and dust. Right. There's been a lot of trouble with asthma and reversible airways disease, and a lot of issues with it. But the next couple of days will be good because that rain kind of and that cooler temperature cut down a lot of that dust.
All the dust.
So
the
that's good.
Yeah, sure. You know. Yeah, especially where the animals are. I love when I do go to the fair. That's where I go. I go in and go to the right. I don't go to the left. I don't want to go to the carnival. I don't want any of those, any of that goofy crap over there. And that's where
the funnel cake?
Well.
Deep fried Snickers bar?
No, I just don't want to go there. There's there are people there with pants down below their butts. I don't mix well with people like that. I just don't.
There seems to be a belt deficiency in a certain, certain class of, of young people.
I saw a guy there once, and I swear to you, his girlfriend must have sewn his pants onto the bottom of his underwear.
I've seen it where that's so below, it's below completely below their butt cheeks, their belt line.
Yeah.
I go, how do you walk, and how does that not fall down?
It doesn't fall down because they're sewn on.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
It reminds me of the kids. When I was in high school or junior high, there were kids. I grew up in Texas, and the kids, a lot of the kids there, they dip Skol, right? So they had their Skol cans in the back in their back pockets.
We also had circled their
with
pants.
That circle.
Yeah.
Well, I had a friend who actually took the Skol can, brand new pair of jeans, a little dish of bleach.
Oh, geez.
And put the Skol can in and took his finger with the bleach and did the circle to make the circle. You know, it's a fashion statement.
Wow.
You know, it's not real. It's a fashion statement. And I think the same thing happens with these little wannabe gangbangers that are running around with their pants down.
And you know the origins of that. When they go to prison. When they go to prison, they take your belt away.
Because of suicide, and that's why
this is all prison fashion. That's from years ago.
Well, there's also the other rumor.
Cops love it. They can't run away.
That the guys that wear their pants down like that in the prison they want a little, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, a little bit of that.
I'd prefer to think about my belt theory.
But what about the asthma? I mean, what are some of the ways? So now would be a good time to go if you have asthmatic conditions such as
Yes.
Mr. Marcus
next
over
couple
here.
Days, seriously.
I just avoid the fair. I've been so many times.
The issue with asthma, there's sort of wheezing. There's three different ways you have to think of it, all right? There's the patient that has a chronic asthma. Mm-hmm. All right, we can talk about that in a little bit. There's a patient that goes to the fair and has the asthma trouble because of all the dust, the animal dander, and all these other things, and they have acute and they never have any problems. All right, and then there's the COPD people that have chronic problems all the way. We'll forget about the COPD people. That's a different class of people. But those that have reversible airways disease or asthma, acute or chronic, really the issue there is it's an inflammatory condition. And this is the key. It's an inflammatory condition of those airways. It's the inflammation, and that's where the emphasis has to be put. It can present very, very weird. All right, Jazz, we have people that come into the office, all they do is cough at night. That's all. All right? Wheezing. All right.
Right.
Wheezing, if you got wheezing, you come in to see us.
See, with me, it's in the morning when I get up.
Well, what you have to be careful if you wheeze only in the morning, all right? What you have, the risk there is that overnight you have what's called microaspiration. What that means is that as you're sleeping, a little bit of your your secretions from your throat and your
saliva and things like that.
All that kind of stuff gets, it's called microaspiration, but a little bit of that gets into the lungs. And then you wake up coughing. Mm. All right? And that's something that your doctor has to look at. There's issues that it has to be dealt with.
It's not really bad, but see, what I'll do is I'll get up and I've got this little breathing machine. What's it called?
Nebulizer.
Nebulizer. And I sit down at my desk to do my show prep to start to figure out what I'm going to talk on the show. And I'll put the little mask on, the albuterol in there and all that. Yep. And, man, I feel 100% after that, after about a little 10-minute treatment.
Well, you know, Jazz, in fact, maybe we should go over the symptoms, but, you know, there's coughing, wheezing, you know, shortness of breath. Everybody knows that. But another symptom people don't realize is just chest tightness, all right? Mm-hmm. You know, we have people coming to the office that they think they're having a heart attack.
Oh,
and they're really, they're wheezing, all right? Loss of energy. People, you know, they feel kind of winded or tired all the time. Can be just, you know, we check their peak flows. It's a very simple little thing, you know, that we do in the office. It doesn't really cost anything. I mean, the price of a tube, which is, I don't know what, maybe 10 cents or whatever that little rubber or plastic tube is, or that paper tube is. But it's easy to diagnose in the office, all right? Right now we're having, for the last 2 weeks, we're having, there's a real bad bug that's going around that's causing asthmatic bronchitis in these patients, all right? And it's many of these patients are ending, it's probably a bacteria, but they're ending up just terrible wheezing. They don't respond well, and they're needing high-dose antibiotics, all right?
Wow.
And with these people, we're coming in with white counts in 18,000, you know, with massive left shifts. They need antibiotics. They're kind of people that they risk getting pneumonia kind of thing. But what happens with these people, there's several treatments, or parts of treatment. Number one, you need to open the airways. That's what the albuterol does.
Right, exactly.
All right? And it can be done as a breathing machine. That works the best. If you go to the hospital or the ER, that's what we do. All right, you give you a breathing machine treatment. And we have a lot of patients. We do that at home. Ooh. All right, it's cheap.
I want one of those.
Yeah. The problem we've had with the breathing medicines, and albuterol is classic. Oh, yes. All right.
That's what I've got.
But the albuterol has been in the inhalers is very expensive, Jess. It's typically $120 to $160 per inhaler. All right. It used to be dirt cheap, but today.
Why are they so expensive?
Because they can? Or
is it regulations?
No.
Just because they can.
They can. I suppose.
Catch
I don't want to. Yeah. There's. Maybe it's the way they can. All right. The competition has gone away. And what happens over in the drug industry? In fact, that's happening right now with with thyroid. There's the shortage of thyroids. But what happens is these companies. They're large multinational companies, and they'll say, we want to take over let's say the albuterol is dirt cheap, all right? It's generic, it's dirt cheap, it costs next to nothing to produce. And there's maybe, you know, 10 different makers around the world. What they'll do is they'll set up a company and they'll buy out most of these people, all right? And then they have a shortage, quote, to some problem, and all of a sudden, they come back online. The FDA has to slap their hand or something, that, and they change the thing, and all of a sudden the price is five times as much, all right? That's happening a lot, all right? One of the good things, you know, we negotiate with these drug companies and things like that for special prices for, you know, like albuterol. In fact, we were ecstatic for years. To have a price of an inhaler was down about $65 instead of $140 for our patient. But it's still a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And one of the things we did is we ended up getting, there's an Israeli company that puts a medicine called Pro-Air out. That's albuterol, but it's essentially a
powder form.
It's a powder form. It's better delivered. And we got that down to $25 an inhaler.
Is that the one you click it and inhale?
Click
it down like that. Which one do you have?
I have the albuterol that's the aerosol, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you had a powder.
But if the powder one, it's better delivery at that, and it's cheaper. And once you get, like, this company will end up taking over the market, all right, with
no doubt. Yeah.
Seriously, because that's competition. The other thing that we
tell you what, let's take a break and come back. I just looked at the clock and realized we're about 3 minutes over. We'll be right back. More with the doc, and we'll take your phone calls right here on KNZR.
Hey, folks. Inga here from Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, where top brands aren't just on sale, but an additional 10% off. It's like a sale on top of a sale. For instance, you can get a Beautyrest Queen mattress for the sale price of $454.99 and take another 10% off that. Or get the Beautyrest Black mattress with black ice for just $39 a month for 72 months, plus take another 10% off. If you're a fan of memory foam, 2 out of 3 people choose the Dream Bed Luxe over the other leading memory foam mattress. It costs $1,000 less, and you can take it home for $37 a month for 72 months, plus take another 10% off. Mattress Firm has Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top Queens starting at $299.99 and 15 queen mattresses under $699.99. Call 866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to approval. It's the semi-annual sale going on now at all Mattress Firm locations. Save money, sleep happy at Mattress Firm. I've personally worked with Brian Kohlberg, who helped me refinance my mortgage. Brian works with a team of professionals with over 75 years' experience. Choosing the right lender makes all the difference. And Team Kohlberg at Home Street offers many different mortgage products, including down payment assistance, renovation loans, and mortgage tax credits. Honest, straightforward, and trustworthy. For all your mortgage needs, call 524-LEND. The consultation is free. Brian Kohlberg with Team Kohlberg at Home Street Bank, NMLS number 260438. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, 524-LEND.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent, people who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, official sponsor of the UCLA Bruins.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBruins. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBruins. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBruins.
Paul Blanco's Good Car Company now has locations in Riverside, Bakersfield, Fresno, Stockton, Oakland, Sacramento, Fairfield, and Reno. We help people with challenge credit purchase like-new vehicles regardless of credit. Apply online and let over 100 lenders compete to approve you. Plus, with our down payment assistance program and our low-rate guarantee, we make it easy to purchase the car of your dreams. Get approved online. Then choose from over 1,000 vehicles. Only at paulblanco.com.
Call 485-CARS or paulblanco.com.
If you own a business, there's a point where you begin thinking about how you'll leave the business and what you'll do after you retire. They call this having an exit strategy.
Jim Lamar, president of Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries.
Without an exit strategy, things are left to chance, and there's a good chance things won't go the way you want them to. Life's like that too. You should have an exit strategy, a plan for how you'd like to leave this life. Take cremation, for instance. Even if you want things simple, you still want them done with care by people who own their own crematory and can assure chain of custody from beginning to end. By people who will treat those you leave behind just like a friend of the family. If cremation is your choice, call Greenlawn. Let us help you plan your exit strategy.
Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, a friend of the family, with locations in Southwest and Northeast Bakersfield.
KNZR, Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Tell Howard that my son is the West Coast picker for Johnny on Pawn Stars, and I am here in Baco and can come by tonight and make him an offer on every one of his toys so he doesn't have to worry about it. What do you think?
That's a fact. He had tried to call here, I think, or told me to tell you he had sent you a message.
Yeah, come by.
Yeah, I got his phone number. Would you write that? Did he give you his phone number?
No, he did not.
Okay, let me write this down. And so, Doc, we're talking about asthma. Go ahead now. Well, where did we leave off?
Two things. Probably the next thing to say is the next part of treatment is steroids or for the airways themselves. And you cannot treat asthma without treating the inflammatory component with some form of steroids.
Right. No, what is steroids? Albuterol is not steroids?
No. The albuterol it dilates the airways, but you have to treat the inflammation, the inflammatory component.
Oh, right.
And that can be prednisone, solumedrol. We often use Madrol dose packs, which are you know, high dose with decreasing doses of steroids. Inhaled steroids like Qvar, things like that.
That's what I use.
but you have to have some kind of steroid treatment, especially in the acute phase.
What's
right?
that Breo thing that I take?
Well, that's a different medicine, yeah. All right, that cuts down the inflammatory process in the airways. It's more for long-term people with COPD issues.
Which is what I got, yeah.
All right. the second thing a lot of people don't realize is that there's food allergies have a lot to do with it, and there's simple things that people don't realize from an asthma point of view that can be triggers. We've talked about here. We just talked about emotions.
Hmm. Yeah, tell everybody about this now, because
it's also any strong emotions, good or bad, can trigger an asthma attack. Yeah.
That's weird. I did not.
People
know
don't realize that.
No, I know that.
Yeah, it's strong. It doesn't have to be bad, or it could be good emotions. All right. But strong emotions in some people trigger an asthma attack. The other thing is certain foods are known to trigger asthma attacks. Like let's say, dried figs or dried prunes or dried apricots, they often have sulfite in them, all right, as part of the drying process. Okay. And people, that sulfite sensitizes them so they have an asthma attack.
I'll be darned.
All right? We all know about peanuts. Soy is very common, and soy is in everything, Jess. I mean, you know, if you start looking at food labels, soy is in everything.
Yeah.
And so if you have a problem with soy, that's an issue. Wheat, fish, shellfish, everybody knows, all right? But where the issues are, it's if you have, let's say, a peanut allergy, and you eat a peanut, and you get in trouble, you know. That's no big deal. But where the big issue, Jess, what happens if you, it's a very minor response. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get these patients, they don't have a classic, you know, soy allergy or a classic milk allergy. And it becomes difficult, and it comes a process of just elimination for maybe 6 weeks to 3 months. Let's stop dairy, see what happens. Let's stop soy. You know, easier said than done, see what happens. I had a guy the other day, yesterday came in, and he was corn. Simple corn is what was his trigger.
Wow.
All right.
For asthma?
Yes.
Weird.
Corn. How the hell does that happen?
All right.
You just triggered an allergy reaction to asthma? Is that what it is?
That's right.
Oh.
But if you don't, if it's a big...
Oh, so he's allergic to corn.
Corn, and that's what causes his asthma problems. Now, it's easy, if you have a strong reaction to corn, that's easy. That's simple. Everybody can figure that out. But let's say you have a mild reaction to corn, and you don't really associate the two together, it can be very difficult. In fact, many of these people end up having allergy testing and a lot of expensive testing to figure what this out. So it's easier said than done. I mean, it's not,
that allergy testing where they stick the pen in you.
Oh, yeah. It can take thousands of dollars.
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
The bubble test, yeah.
There are simple things that we tell all our patients. Number one is if you have asthma, all right, you need to make sure. Here's the issue, Jazz. You can have no symptoms. Think you're normal, but your breathing is maybe maybe 70% of what it should be. Mm-hmm. All right, and yet you think you're normal. You need to see your doctor. Check those peak flows. In fact, some of our patients were given peak flows at home, because if you are a normal person with a big airways, all right, and you have normal aeration, and you get an asthma attack, you come down and you get better. But if you're starting out at 70% and you think you're normal, but you're really at 70% and you get in trouble, you crash and burn, and you have troubles. So the key to successful asthma, long-term chronic asthma, is you need to have your doctor know where those peak flows are. When you're normal, when you think you're normal, because probably 80-90% of these people, they think they're normal. They're really at 70%. And if you start at 70% and get sick, you crash and burn. Whereas if you're at 100%.
And you drop down to 70%.
No big deal kind of thing. All right. You weather it well. And that's probably the number one key for chronic asthma patients. All right. The other things, no pets in the home. Oh, yeah, that's fairly simple. Change your air filter every month, whether you need it or not. Cost a couple of bucks. It's you know, just every month, whether it looks normal or not. Number three, vacuuming the drapes and your sofas and things like that. Number four, put pillow covers on, you know, for the pillows, and get rid of down and things like that kind of stuff. Most asthma can be controlled well. The people that get in trouble are those that are really, they're really underlying asthma patients, but they think they're doing well because they're asymptomatic, but they're really, their airway, they have, you know, maybe.
Well, they've gotten used to it being the way it is.
They don't even realize it.
Isn't that true of a lot of chronic problems, though?
Yes, but especially
asthma. After a while, you'll start feeling like, it becomes normal.
Jazz, especially where we really have a lot of trouble, you know, but people our age, they get smart enough, they figure it out. But these kids, in the teens especially, I feel great. I don't know. Forget about it. I don't need my treatment. And then they get in trouble and they crash and burn. And that's probably the big message for these chronic asthma patients. Make sure your doctor is checking their peak flow all the time.
Exactly right. Let's get Chuck in here. Chuck, how are you this afternoon, brother?
Good. Doing well. Just thought I'd share something. I had a slight allergic reaction to some food I had. And like I normally do, I took some Claritin, but that didn't seem to clear it up. So I ended up going to Mercy, and 4 hours, I was there for 4 hours. They gave me some stuff, and it started to clear up. But I got to thinking since I had 4 hours, and I got home, and I looked at my Claritin, and it had expired in 2007. So my biggest problem was, I took something that expired a long time ago, and so it has lost all its potency. Hmm. I started checking stuff in my medicine cabinet, and I had stuff that expired back in, like, 93.
Oh, my God.
So I obviously
just take three of them.
Went to the drugstore the next day and started
93.
Let me give you some tips. All right. First of all, medicine. I'm supposed to tell you that medicines, when they expire, you throw them away. All right. The fact of the matter is, if they never get UV light or heat, they will last forever.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and what we do, for myself, I have in my back of my fridge, we have a little shoebox with medicines that keep cool and they never get UV light. Yeah. They last forever, really. But I'm supposed to tell you, you're supposed to throw them out.
Yeah,
other big thing with Claritin, with all these anti-asthma medicines, all right, you have to be very careful with this because this is. I want you to think what's happened. Most of these allergies start with either a viral infection or an allergy where you start secreting a bunch of secretions. Mm-hmm. The first thing you do is you take an allergy medicine to dry up the secretions. Right. Now, here's what most people don't understand is if you dry up the secretions, you also dry up the secretions in the lung. Now you can't cough the gunk up. And the asthma gets worse. Number two, the bigger this happens every day, Jazz. We have people, they have asthma, they start coughing. The first thing, your body was made, Mother Nature made it so that when you cough, you're trying to cough this gunk up, all right, or whatever is in your lungs, all right? The first thing to do is they take a cough suppressant. All of a sudden, this stuff pools, they can't get, and then you start wheezing worse and worse, and then you come in to see us. If you have asthma and you cough, we tell our patients, you take an extra puff of your inhaler every time you cough.
Yeah, right.
All right? You do not want to take cough suppressants, and you want to be very, very careful with decongestants and things like that. Very, very careful.
Yeah, that's just what makes perfect sense to me when I think about things like that.
A lot of people get in trouble with that. A lot of people. It's very common.
Yeah. Chuck, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Doc, it's great to see you. I've got an appointment with you, I think, just the first week of October, and I think I still have the blood paperwork that I have. If not, I'll come by
and
pick up some more. And we'll be right back with more of the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Good afternoon. A former Fairview Elementary School principal now has a trial date for her murder trial. Leslie Chance, who's accused